This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE exposed for secretly funding front group to weaken cleanup at Santa Susana Field Laboratory. The truth was revealed at an August 17, 2016 public meeting that the DOE provided a secret $34,000 grant to the Community Advisory Group for the Santa Susana Field Laboratory, a front group created to breach the DOE's cleanup agreement for the contaminated nuclear reactor research and rocket test facility located in the California hills above the San Fernando and Simi Valleys. Elevated cancer rates have been found in neighboring communities. For more than 20 years, the effective Santa Susana Field Laboratory Work Group met monthly and included representatives from Physicians for Social Responsibility Los Angeles. They developed expertise about the contamination, pathways for exposure, elevated cancer rates, and cleanup. They educated their elected officials, who then took action. In the late 1990s, as part of a national settlement with community groups about cleanup at its sites, DOE established an independent funding mechanism to provide technical grants to nonprofit organizations working on cleanup. In its latest iteration, a five-year, $5 million fund called the Community Involvement Fund, or CIF, was established and was independently administered by the New Mexico Community Foundation. In August 2015, DOE abruptly stopped funding the CIF after providing less than $2 million. At the same time, DOE secretly provided the $34,000 grant to the new front group, the Santa Susana Community Advisory Group, comprised of officials of DOE and its contractors. The funding was apparently secret so that U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer, a proponent of the cleanup, would not challenge the grant. At the recent August meeting, advisory group member Alec Uzemek revealed that DOE would soon release a report with a list of grants and, quote, DOE is the one that made the grant for us. They are the one who supplied the funding, end quote. Rene Villarreal, Director of Programs and Community Outreach for the New Mexico Community Foundation, was disappointed to hear the news from one of their grantee partners about this discovery. She said, quote, non-transparent funding decisions by DOE and lack of accountability for cleanup was specifically the reason why the CIF program was created in the first place. Villarreal continued, it's frustrating to learn that while the Community Foundation was trying to get the CIF funding reinstated, there was funding going to a group that is essentially undermining the cleanup commitment at Santa Susana. It is obvious that DOE funding mechanisms are not transparent, and this kind of activity sends a clear message to communities dealing with legacy waste contamination that DOE is not prioritizing their health and safety, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to view the CCNS technical reports produced with CIF funding, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.